It's a brand new day right now. It's a brand new beginning, a new slate, a new clean start. So welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. I'm very happy that you're choosing to spend this day with us, this time with us. And I am very grateful that you see fit to recognize that there's something about new beginnings that has you here in this place. So we are a wonderful, community. We're a community that's open to people of all types, ages, stages in life, wherever you are, whatever that might be for you. We are a center that is honoring and recognizing all people, whatever your path, whatever your walk, whatever ethnicity, whatever race, whatever group you belong to or you identify with, you are welcome here. And we are glad that you're here. You're invited to participate to the fullest. This is a place where we really see the potential and the power in people, and we are working toward providing more and more spiritual gifts and spiritual opportunities, spiritual tools, spiritual opportunities for growth, and that's really what we're all about. We practice the science of mind and similar new thought kinds of teachings. So join me, if you will, in understanding a little more of who we are and also understanding a little more of yourself by reading with me our Declaration of Principle. This is the core. These are the core beliefs on which this organization and this teaching stands. I'll read it and invite you to do so as well. I believe in one God, one absolute power and first cause to all things. I believe that this power is perfect love, and it creates out of a desire to express love. I believe that all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of God to all. I also believe in the unity of all life and the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. And so it is. See, that way you know I'm human. I'm not a computer-generated face or head here, because little mistakes give that away. So every week at this time, we ask one of our spiritual mind practitioners. What a practitioner is a person who has studied this teaching and has proven they can utilize it and activate it in their own lives in a way to bring about change and to accomplish the goals, the desires, the healing, the prosperity that they desire. They also then have learned how to do that for other people, because there's only one mind, there's only one consciousness, one energy field in which we all live and move and have our being. So it is that they have proven themselves as being able to do that, that we license them and have them and give them that name of practitioner. So today we will ask one of our practitioners to share a reading and some material, the wonderful Judy Ehling. Thank you, Judy.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks, Dr. Bob. The affirmation for this week is, I am open to the promise of a clean slate, which every moment holds. I don't know about you, but I get overwhelmed a lot of times with this physical stuff, with matter, with these hard desks and this body, this physical stuff, and with situations in the world that I don't like so much. And it's not just that I am going to gloss over those and think that, you know, they don't really exist, because I know that I'm experiencing those. But the thing I try to remind myself of is it doesn't have to be this way. For me to get into and out of that moment of a place of not liking what's around me, it helps me to remember that the real me is the spiritual me, that the real me lives in God and that God lives in me. And this is how I can know the divine presence. And then it helps me to see with my spiritual eyes the good that is everywhere present. It feels to me that in the current situation that we are in, that the universe, that God, that spirit is giving us all a chance to hit the reset button. This is such a time to slow down and evaluate our choices, to become clear about new directions and new ways of existence. And it all boils down to the fact that in every moment, we have the opportunity and the promise to start again and to create anew. We really do have a clean slate in every moment. So it's easy to get into a place of struggle, to try to make something happen in our lives that, that just isn't happening. It helps me to remember that we are already whole, perfect, and complete. And as Emma Curtis Hopkins says, and she was one of Ernest Holmes' teachers, that we look upon others and upon ourselves, not as sick persons or as poor persons trying to be healed, but as perfect spiritual beings waiting to be recognized. This takes all the struggle and the strain out of it for me. So it always comes back to returning to my true nature. So we can transform matter, these hard bodies, these situations that seem like they can't change. We can transform those by standing firm in our belief that it is all spirit, that spirit is everywhere, that there's nothing else, that it is one, that it is whole, that it is complete. And so as we stand firm in knowing this, it is true for ourselves. We can transform matter. We can transform the world. We can transform our bodies. Our true spiritual nature is one that is perfect. So all is spirit and all is perfect. The more that we can look around the world and see with eyes that can just see the good, we have hearts that can be thankful and uplifting in our approach to all of life around us. The more we do this, the more that our outer world will transform to match our inner firmness of belief and faith. There is no apartness from this good, which is spirit, which is God. And as Emma Curtis Hopkins says, don't try to change them. And she's referring to whatever it is you're trying to change, the physical stuff. They change by themselves, by our recognition of spirit and good everywhere. And as the affirmation for this week says, we are open to the promise of a clean slate, which every moment holds. All right, with that, I would like to lead us now into a spiritual mind treatment. So if you'll just get comfortable where you are, in your house, on your chair, wherever you are, and just allow yourself to take several nice, slow, deep breaths. And know that there is a place within ourselves, an inner quiet, inner sanctuary, a place that we can always go to, that is that quiet, still inner place of knowing. So we just take some time right now today to go to that place, to know that this perfect spirit, that God, this presence, this life, it really is all that there is. That all that we see around us is spirit expressing. That this spirit is a power for good, that it is love. It is peace, it is joy, it is prosperity, it is vibrant health, it is goodness in every way that we can wrap our minds around and that we can think of. And that truly, it is all there is. There is this oneness and this unity. And this thing, this love, this spirit, this life, it is not divided against itself, so there's really nothing else. This is pure, perfect, whole, and complete. And as I rest in that knowing, I know that I am that as well. I know that the truth of me is absolute, vibrant health, that I am a perfect spiritual being waiting to be recognized, to be recognized as vibrant health, to be recognized as opulent abundance, to be recognized as sinking deeply into a life that is full of love and peace and creativity and joy and fun. So I just let myself sink into that. And I know that as I do this, and that as I come to this place of knowing that my inner world of peace, of love, of joy, of knowing my clear spiritual perfection, that as I know this, that my outer world begins to transform and to express and to slowly or very quickly manifest this inner knowing. I turn away from any thoughts that pain, struggle, strain, poverty, loneliness, frustration, that those have any place in my life whatsoever. Instead, I affirm and know that all is well, that this perfect spirit is functioning in my body. It is functioning in all of my relationships. It is functioning in my community and in my world and in my country through every person. And I know that it is all one and that we are all connected and it is all good. So, and I also know that no matter what the past has been, no matter what I've struggled with, that this power in this presence knows nothing of that. And that every moment is a clean slate. Every moment is a moment of creation. And I am taking this time right now to plant these seeds of goodness, of joy, of peace, of love, of prosperity, of a life well lived and worth living. So as I move about my world, I see only good. I know that I ask, and I know that spirit can transform my vision to see good in every person, to see good in every situation, to see good in everything that I encounter. And as I do this, the good comes forth and it is transformed. So I am so grateful for this. I look at the world in great thanksgiving always in all that I do. So I just release these words now, knowing that they are so, and so it is. All right, turn it back over to you, Bob.
And now we'll hear from Daniel Namon.
Bring it on, everything new, everything different. Everything true. I am ready for my next thing to do. Oh, I know it's gonna be everything new. I'm through crying. I'm through waiting. I'm through hoping. Against all hope, I'm through longing for something gone that'll never return. I think I finally learned to bring it on. Everything new, everything different. Everything true. I am ready for my next thing to do. Oh, I know it's gonna be everything new. I'm through grieving. I'm through dreaming that the life I had is ever coming back. No more wishing on someone else's star. Oh, that'll never be mine. I think it's time to bring it on. Everything new, everything different, everything true. I am ready for my next thing to do. Oh, I know it's gonna be everything new. And I've survived many times before. Broken hearts and slamming doors. I'll be all right, yes I will, once more, just as I did back then. I'm gonna rise again, so bring it on. Everything new, everything different, everything true. I am ready for my next thing to do. Oh, I know it's gonna be everything new. So bring it on. Everything different, everything true. I am ready for my next thing to do. It's gonna be everything new. I know it's gonna be everything new.
Everything new. Wow, that song touches me in so many deep places. I always am really moved by it, as with many of Daniel's songs. They touch the heart. My heart. So this month we're talking about one journey, many paths. And while that may sound like it's a theme that we're going to go through different world religions this month, we will indirectly, but directly, it's really a talk and a theme about the one journey, the one path, the one direction we're all on. And that is the journey of revealing more and more of the divine spiritual beingness that we are, that it's within us, that we're created in, and that continues to flow through us, that we all on that one journey of exposing ourselves, perhaps, or allowing that truth of who we are to become revealed more and more in our lives, as it shows up as love, as power, as prosperity, as goodness, as life, as honoring and compassion, and all of those wonderful gifts. And yet the paths to that are many. We each are walking our path, and who we are at our very best is really revealing that one journey to everyone. I love that picture at the beginning we showed of the person with the backpack sitting at where the paths are parting in two different directions. I feel like many days of my life and many different times in my life, I have been sitting at just that point and sitting there deciding, so is it this way or is it that way? What's the direction? How do I go? How do I know? And what I've learned in this teaching is no direction I choose is a wrong or bad choice. Doesn't mean I can't correct it or change it very quickly if I decide it's not what I want. But there's always something to know and something to learn. So today we're talking about, where do we start? Where is this journey along the way? And where are we on the path? Every path has a beginning. Every path has a start. And in my life, and I think in all of our lives, probably, a clean slate is the best starting place. Now, we have that power and potential every minute, all the time, in our bringing forward the moment, in our recognition that we just need to change our mind about some things in order for a new pathway to start. But don't you wish you sometimes could just have a clean slate and just clear all of the memories and all of the stuff and all of the feelings and all the leftover resentments and joys or whatever, and just start from the beginning. Just like, you know, it's like standing before a field that's been freshly plowed or a garden and deciding what to put in it and what to grow. It's a blank slate. It's a clean slate. I feel that way sometimes about trips. I love to travel, and sometimes I'm like, where in the world shall we go now? Where in the world is my next place of adventure, my next place of spiritual journeying and spiritual exploration? It's fun when I'm in that point. It's equally joyful and fun when it begins to expand and expose and grow. So I have a clean slate story for you. My friend Cindy down in Florida shared this. She was contemplating last fall going to a retreat. She'd been at home doing her good stuff of wearing her mask and distancing and all those things that we've been doing for the last year now almost. And, but she was needing a change, needing something different. She was thinking maybe some quietness in another place, another environment would give her that, a chance to really renew and clear out some ideas and just open to some newness. However, instead of that, Cindy got COVID. Not a plan she had planned on. And in the day that she realized that she had it, was the day after she had just been in a family gathering, and it was too soon for that situation to have given it to her. No one else in her circles had had it. No one that she had been in a pod with had had it. And so it was quite a mystery to her as to why her and how this and how at this time. So as the symptoms progressed from back pain to body pain all over to high fevers, and all of those things, she had never really thought, as I hadn't thought and still haven't and hadn't thought about it, how I would handle getting the virus as opposed to just if I'm thinking about protecting myself from it. What happens if? So she said her assumption was that that would just give her time to read and to study and to think about some of the stuff that she does and, you know, maybe do some hobbies while she's laying around the house feeling bad. Truth was, it was so devastating to her and so debilitating, there was no energy for looking at reading anything or doing anything. There was only the option pretty much of sitting and staring out her window and watching the leaves move, and the grass grow and that kind of thing. And she said she practiced breathing deeply. In and out, long, slow, deep breaths, trying to make sure that she could keep her lungs functioning in case COVID headed in that direction for her. And she also concentrated on breathing it out, on releasing the virus, getting rid of the virus, not letting it take its toll in her body. And what happened was it got worse and worse. The fevers got to be really high. And at some point, she just quit fighting it. And rather than imagining getting rid of the virus, the fevers that came up, she and the discomfort and all of the pain, she just settled into the awareness of it. She began to meditate and think about the fever and how it felt and what was going on. And she said, all of these dark ideas and feelings coming up, like, you know, why have I got this? What's wrong? And what's in my consciousness kind of a thing. She just really was struggling with those ideas. But again, rather than fighting them, she just let them flow through her life. She let them flow through her consciousness. What beliefs am I holding on to? She wondered. A lot of shame and guilt. She's a practitioner of this teaching. And you know, how did this happen to me? And then she started to have the concern as her fever grew and as she just allowed herself to feel the heat, feel the energy of it. She began to worry and wonder about, would this take her life? Or worse, she had so much more living to do. That was not something she wanted by any means. And so as she soaked and delved and dove more and more into it, she said her fever kept going higher and higher, and she felt it every pore in her body pouring out water as she felt the chills, the cold, and she just let herself be fully present with feeling that. And she said, and then there was a moment when the fever began to lift. In fact, she says, almost instantaneous. It's at one point, not when she was trying to make it stop, and when she was feeling into it, that it just stopped. The temperature went down, the sweating cleared, the symptoms, all of the other symptoms went away, and she went into a recovery. You know, just like that. She stopped fighting what was going on in her life, and she took a look at it. And in that instant, she had a clean slate. One of the side effects for her of having had the virus, she said, was that it cleared out some arthritis she'd been wrestling with and some other physical issues that she'd had for quite a while that seemed to just dissipate and go away. COVID has provided a clean slate for all of us in one way or another. A clean slate in how we live our lives, a clean slate in how we spend our time. For many, it has been a clean slate in the sense of releasing this life and moving on to the next. And we have people in this within my hearing that I know are grieving the loss of people from this virus and from the effect of the virus. And that is hugely devastating for us. And it's hugely sad for those of us left behind. We have to figure out how are our lives going to work now without that person in our life. In a way, it's a clean slate for us too. Definitely a clean slate for the one who's gone on, because life doesn't stop when you leave this plane of existence. It simply transforms into whatever the life on the next plane is like. Still fully present of our individuality and fully present in who we are, and yet more and more dissolved and expressing within the life spirit that is God. Clean slate. Clean slates are opportunities. Whether we choose them or not, we've all had clean slates, whether it's a divorce or a choice to start over, to just decide to do something different. All kinds of things that happen can bring about a clean slate. But it's like a blank page. It's like that field. It's like the opportunity to decide and to be and to go and to grow into something new. It's actually a kind of call from source, from spirit, to begin to consider and look at and grow into greater possibilities in our lives. And as I said earlier, I think today, every moment has the potential of being a clean slate. There's something we talk about in this teaching a lot, and it has its little phraseology, it's in-house talk, where we say that principle has no precedence. That because something has happened and happened and happened and happened the same way in your life or in your experience multiple times, it means it doesn't have to continue to happen. All it takes is shift, a shift into principle, a shift into a greater truth, and that repetition is not required anymore. It means we're not bound by the forms of life that we've created, by the situations, by the experiences. Instead, the principle of truth, the principle of possibility, the principles of life can give us the opportunity to create something brand new and very powerful for us. And this is true every moment. It is true, and it is sad that for most people, most of us, it's hard. That newness, clean slates, are often preceded by pain and messiness. The very act of being born into this human race and to this planet at this time is a painful, messy process for everyone concerned. There are things we can do, however, to assist us in moving through and finding a newness in that clean slate. Finding the joy and the excitement and the power of it, and helping us move through the pain and the messiness. Now, in Science of Mind, we have a number of, and in the Center for Spiritual Living, we have determined there are certain practices that we claim as part of what we do, as part of our path for growth and for life and for living freely. And three of them really apply here. The first one is self-awareness. To let ourselves not only become kind of self-aware, but become really self-aware of what's going on within us. In our thoughts, in our feelings, in our bodies. Cindy said that at one point when she was really focusing on allowing herself to be aware of the symptoms and the pain and the difficulty of that disease, she made a conscious choice not to do things to avoid it. The kind of things I sometimes am guilty of, like disappearing in front of the television and not going to sleep, but not being awake either for hours sometimes, or other kinds of mind-numbing, body-numbing activities that would just take us out of the present, take us out of our experience. Instead of that, we practice self-awareness. What am I thinking right now? What am I feeling? You know, feelings are so important and so powerful because they are the like the GPS. The guides to what we're believing. We say often in this, and I fully believe that our feelings come out of our beliefs. If I feel badly about something or guilty or sad or unhappy, it's because of what I believe about it. And so when I'm aware of my feelings, when I let myself feel them, which is what we have to do in order to be aware of them. You know, we can talk about, well, I feel angry sometimes. But that doesn't mean squat unless you're feeling the anger that's there. Because once you feel it, then you get it guides you. It's like a GPS. It guides you back to that inner belief as to what's motivating that anger. Or what are you believing that's got you thinking that either something's being done to you you don't want or something you want is not getting done, or some other purpose in the unfolding of your anger. Because there are no feelings that are out of bounds, because they're all a part of consciousness. And consciousness is what we are, first, foremost, and all together. So becoming really self-aware of what's going on in our bodies and our minds, listening to what your body's craving, listening for what your body's hungry for, listening for what you need nourishment and require nourishment of, listening for what brings, where the joy is, where the happiness is, and all everything in between. What are the feelings? And the second practice is silence, just being quiet. COVID has given us that. The physical distancing that we've done by going into our homes and by staying further away from people and getting out of the rat race in many ways has given us the opportunity for that silence. And silence is a practice that is so important for us. Breathing in, breathing out, and pausing. Perhaps using a mantra, perhaps using just paying attention to your breath, really focusing on what's my breath feel like? What's it like? And then at the bottom of the breath, when it's completely out, pausing for a moment and letting the silence of that moment open you up to the larger you, the larger infinite, that powerful principle of life that is so much a part of who and what we are. And all of that is part of the third thing, which is practicing the presence. The presence of what? The presence of life, the presence of spirit. I got to restart. A little over a year ago now, almost 2 years, when I went into the doc and had a routine stress test, and halfway through it, they stopped me and stopped it and decided whether they were going to send me to the hospital right then or let me go home and come back the next day because my heart was just not behaving the way a heart is supposed to. gave me a restart, a chance to really sit back and be present with what's my heart doing. You know, what does that have to do with my consciousness heart, not my just my physical heart? And practicing the presence meant really captivating that feeling of life and how wonderful it is to be alive. You know, that is the great gift, and everything else is just icing on the cake. It is the gift of life that matters so much, that is given to us fully and completely. And so as we breathe into and settle into the awareness of that life, we practice the presence of feeling the life within us and around us. It's also practicing the presence of spirit, which is the same thing. Different way of looking at it. Some would say practicing the presence of the awareness of the Holy Spirit all around us and within us. Lots of different names for it, but you know what I'm talking about. It's the ineffable, unexplainable presence, that sense of you being bigger than your body, being more than your body. When you get quiet and go within and drop to the end of those breaths and take a moment, you begin to feel this expansion. That's the presence of spirit in you as you showing up in your life. See, and those three practices can guide us through those changes that we don't want. And the clean slates that we're being offered that we may not have been aware we even chose. And they can also support us and help us in the changes and choices and new paths that we are choosing. I don't know if you can hear that. I have sirens going off all around me here, which to me is like another, just kind of like, hello. There are emergencies happening all the time for people. And we can look at them as, oh my God, what's going on? Or we can look at them as, oh my God, what's going on? What are the new possibilities that are opening up right now? And I hope nobody's hurt, and I hope no one loses a lot. But in the losing, there's only gaining more and more and more. Of greater sense. So I'd like to invite you to take a few moments now and join me as we take a few moments to practice this presence that is all around us and within us. So I invite you to close your eyes if you're so inclined, and or pick a spot near in front of you that you can stare at, or a leaf growing in the yard, or whatever place you want to see. And just allow your attention to move from all the busyness and the sounds and my words or whatever to the quiet place within you. That place we call heart. And as you breathe deeply, imagining that that breath goes all the way down and fills your lungs and your whole body, all the way to your toes. And with it comes peace and quiet. Allowing the silence of that breath to penetrate every cell in your body. Allowing the quiet. And as you do, as you breathe in and breathe out, at the end of each breath, pause for a moment. And listen. Breathing in, breathing out, we take a moment and we recognize that there's something more here. To you, to me. You may feel the air on your skin and then realize that you're not sure where exactly that is. Where you start and stop, and the air starts and stops around you. allowing your imagination to take you into a plane of existence where all is light and energy and consciousness. And expanding consciousness easily and freely right on out. Allowing it to be aware of the room around you. And like a light beam, stretch bigger. See the building in which you are sitting or standing or lying. Imagine that you're wrapping the whole place up in your own awareness. And as you do that, you notice there are light beams coming to you and around you from other places. A huge network of light and energy. It wraps up your home. It wraps up your community. And as you expand along those light beams, you begin to be aware that you're larger than just where your body is. You begin to feel the whole community around you and feel and allow the light that you are to be love in that community and for that community in that place. And then it expands further until it connects with other communities. Your awareness is perhaps of the whole state in which you live. Beyond that, out to the whole planet. Till you're consciously aware of how it all looks all the way around and how it feels, where the darkness, where the heart, where the love, where the ease is, where the pain is. Just aware. Then you stretch your awareness beyond that out to perhaps the planets, the solar system, other dimensions of life. And as we sit in this position, in this awareness, in the silence between the breaths, we drop this idea into it. I am an eternal being. I am an individual expression of the life that God is. I have always been, and I will always be. And any moment I choose, I may start again with a clean slate. This is my birthright. And right now, this is my choice, with great gratitude for life itself, feeling it, knowing it, experiencing it in all of its messiness and its beauty and power and goodness. Because this is my truth. I let it be. I let it be so. And so it is. So take a couple of good deep breaths. When you're ready, move your muscles a bit. Open your eyes. Take a look around. See all the evidence around you of the surrounding of life, the surrounding of goodness, the surrounding of beauty. the power of the exchange of goodness and prosperity in all of the ways in which you live. You deserve this expanded opportunity for a clean slate because you're wonderful. And so am I. And so it is. Thank you. So now we're going to have one of our amazing, wonderful board members. You know, our board is a wonderful group of people who have taken on the responsibility of holding in consciousness the prosperity and the direction and guidance for this whole organization. They are our wonderful people who do a great deal, who bring a great deal in love and service to all of us. So right now, Vance Blue, one of our board members, will be sharing with you some things about prosperity and some things about what we're up to now. Thank you, Vance.
You're welcome. Thank you, Dr. Bob. That was an amazing talk. And that meditation, I just kind of drifted off out either, but stayed in there with you. The opportunity we have to be here to share, we're spreading this message. We're on three platforms now, Zoom, Facebook, and YouTube, and expanding out so that everybody can share on any one of those platforms, whichever works. One of the cool things, one of the posts we got this morning was, hey, I can watch it on my big screen TV now because it's on YouTube and they get a smart TV. So that's an opportunity to grow and expand and share this message out into the world. And I am so grateful for everything we've got. We've got an amazing group of people, like Bob said. The board of directors is a great team to be working with. We're doing awesome things. And we've been prosperous. This last year, all through COVID, we prospered. We came out of that with a good sense of prosperity, money in the bank, savings, and we're ready for whatever this year brings. And I hope you are too. So I'd like to go into that. Our affirmation of prosperity. You can read that with me as it comes up on the screen. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And everything, all that I share with life, returns to me, multiplied abundantly. And so it is. There's a link in the chat, actually, and to donate, cslmidtown.org/donate. And there's lots of opportunities to do that. There's different ways to do that on there. Or you can send in a check to the P.O. box. So we got that. And then we've got some announcements coming up. Next Sunday, in the same theme of February, One Journey, Many Paths, The Infinite Invisible with Dr. Bob Dean. And then on Tuesdays, we've got the spiritual empowerment sessions from 12 to 12:30. Just a quick check in, see how things are going. If you need any help with anything right there, just check in for the week. The Wisdom Wednesdays is continuing this month with the foundations of the science of mind. So those are great, great talks that Bob is doing from 7 to 8 p.m. on Wednesdays. Same Zoom channel. You can get it on the website or it's here on the screen right now. And share the message, whether it's on Facebook, on your Facebook channel. Go to the YouTube site and click on that and subscribe to that channel. And that will expand the number of people that see that as well. And Sunday mornings, we've got the Sunday morning discussion group that starts at 10 a.m. on Zoom, and they're using the 365 Science of Mind, A Year of Daily Wisdom by Ernest Holmes. That's an awesome book. I read that every day, and that just helps start your day with a good, positive message. And if you've got anything going on that you need help with, Bob's message today, all about health and getting through different things. So that's an opportunity that if you don't feel you can handle that yourself, reach out. The practitioners are there. That's what they're there to help do. And they're on the website. They can post their information on the Zoom. And that prayer treatment request on the screen is a great way to reach out as well. So I'm going to turn it back to Dr. Bob now.
Hi there. Before I close, I do have a sad announcement. We a long-term member of this center, he's been a member, I think, as long as it's been here, was a member of previous centers before us, Bruce Wilmoth, made his transition this week. Bruce has been in a long time, I hesitate to call it a battle, but it's been a long time struggle with a heart condition. And he, I saw him last Wednesday. We had lunch together, took him out. He was in a personal care home at that point, but he was well enough to get out and go do that. And then this past Wednesday, I went by and dropped off some Science of Mind books. He was in great spirits Wednesday morning. By Wednesday night, he had hemorrhaged in his brain. And I think this is okay to share with all of you. Anyway, by Thursday evening, he very peacefully, surrounded by friends, made his transition to his next plane of existence, to his next adventure. And my memory and fantasy of him is wearing his kilt and, you know, dancing down the road somewhere, wherever that is that people go next. So we will miss you, Bruce. There will be announcements coming soon for a memorial service, which will probably be on Sunday on Zoom following our celebration. But we'll have details about that in our newsletter and our website. So if this is news to you, then my heart goes out to all of you as we together process in grief this wonderful friend who has made his exit from the planet, but not his exit from life. He has always lived it to the fullest, and I suspect he's doing it now the same way. So God bless you, Bruce. So here's our closing. And this is the idea that we like to always leave us with. It's a closing affirmation of life. You may join me with it. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for the understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is.